From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Cameron Byerly reading Book 2 of The Malorian, King of the Murgos, by David Eddings. We begin with the prologue, being an account of how Bilgerian's son was stolen, and how he learned the abductor was that Zandramas, against whom the orb of Aldur had warned. From the Lives of Bilgerian the Great, Introduction, Volume 4. Now, as has been told, in the earliest of days the gods created the world and filled it with all manner of beasts and fowls and plants. Men also they created, and each god chose from among the races of men those whom they would guide, and over whom they would rule. The god Aldur, however, took none, choosing to live apart in his tower and study the creation which they had made. But a time came when a hungry child arrived at Aldur's tower, and Aldur took the child in and taught him the will and the word, by which all power may be used in the manner that men call sorcery. And when the boy showed promise, Aldur named him Belgarath, and made him a disciple. Then in time, others came, and Aldur taught them and made them also his disciples. Among these was a malformed child whom Aldur named Beldin. There came a day when Aldur took up a stone and shaped it, and he called it his orb, for the stone had fallen from beyond the stars, and was a seat of great power, a center for one of the two destinies, which had been in conflict for control of all creation since the beginning of days. But the god Torak coveted the stone, and he stole it, for the dark destiny had claimed.